Right now, we're going to be talking a fair bit more about music or musical people. And I've got Wayne Budge in our studio with us today. And he is a photographer, Faces Behind the Music exhibition, which is happening at the Caboolture Art Gallery right now. Wayne, landscapes, or Wayne's landscapes, I should say, have been exhibited across many, many beautiful places overseas like New York, Los Angeles, Munich and Monte Carlo. His latest exhibition, Faces Behind the Music, at the Caboolture Regional Arts Gallery showcases Wayne's black and white photography and portraits of high-profile, mainly Australian singer-songwriters and musos from the 60s onwards, which capture the real personality, not just the celebrity. Good morning, Wayne, and welcome to 101.5 FM.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Wayne, how did you get into photography? Because it's always something that people wonder about. We all take pickies all the time, but then there's those people that just go that extra step. How did you head off in that direction?
Well, in basic photography, I started off when I was a little boy. I've got photos of me when I was about three with my grandmother's box brownie, and I always had an interest in photography. And as I got older, I think I was I think it was about 12 when I got my first serious camera and started taking mainly landscapes. When I travel, or when we travel, landscapes would be the ones that I'd be looking at doing.
Mm-hmm. And so landscapes then took you on to portraits of Australian music royalty, hey?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. What made you start doing this, Wayne?
Okay. I was in radio for a long time, and I also had my own publicity company. Mm-hmm. And so whenever anyone would come to particularly Brisbane or southeast Queensland, I'd be asked to do all their publicity. So it'd be people like Russell Morris and Brian Cadd and Metal as Anything. And I'd work with these guys on a really regular basis. And because of my photography, I thought, well, never really taken photos of these guys. And it was only really when some of these fellows that I knew, some of my friends, people like Daryl Cotton and Jim Keyes and John English, they passed away, and I thought, I've never taken their photo. And so that's when I started to do this, because someone needs to really capture portraits of these music icons that we have. A lot of people do backstage shots or on stage shots, but no one's ever done portrait photography of these guys and girls.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I know you've got the beautiful black and white photographic portraits. Is there a favourite artist that you've photographed?
a favourite photo or a favourite artist? There's
a bit of a different thing, yeah.
Yeah, look, Leo Say was great. I love Leo's shot. I had the opportunity to spend a week with an American singer-songwriter producer by the name of Todd Rundgren. Spent a week with him and his wife, and he's been my hero for years. And I love the photo of Todd that I took of him. There's a lot of really good Kirk Pengilly from INXS. Mm. There's so many great artists that we have, and that'd just be a couple of the favourites that I've got in the exhibition.
You've always got one or two favourites. And Wayne, I know that you've exhibited pretty well around the world. Give us a little bit of a hint of some of those Faces Behind the Music exhibitions.
Okay, well, I've been fortunate to have this exhibition touring around Australia, and it's just come back from the Barossa Valley, the Barossa Regional Gallery, at the beginning of the year. And COVID was a bit of a bit of a nightmare when it hit, because I'd had exhibitions in New South Wales up here, and then COVID hit and everything just closed down. But with everything opening up again, it's just great. So this exhibition now opens at Caboolture this month. It's running now. Yeah. It goes through to the end of November. And from here it goes to Charters Towers in the new year, still in Queensland.
Wow, good on you. Wonderful. Charters Towers was just up there recently. Wayne.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wayne, thanks for talking to us this morning. And listeners, that was Wayne Budge. And you can catch his exhibition here at the Caboolture Regional Art Gallery. And that is, I believe, from tomorrow until, as Wayne said, the 26th of November. And as Wayne said to us earlier, it's not until somebody goes that we realise what we've lost. And this is an opportunity to go and have a look at these beautiful black and white portraits. They speak to you and they speak about the person behind that music. Wayne, thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking to us today. And I can bet you, sweet patootie, that all those movie buffs will be over there at the Caboolture Art Gallery having a little look at some of your beautiful work. Thanks again for coming in, and all the best, and enjoy Chartist Hours.
Thank you, Rosemary.